The war in Iran had just started. I was meeting an American friend for a coffee in San Francisco. There were no King's posters on shop windows around us, symbols of protest against President Donald Trump. San Francisco is a liberal bastion, so that was not too surprising. Nor was it surprising that my friend was aghast about the war. "It's so embarrassing traveling anywhere as an American," she said. "People are either upset with you, or they look at you with pity. It's terrible. We were supposed to be the good guys." I remember looking at her quizzically. I'm no expert in American foreign policy, but even I could not but be aware of the country's patchy record on democracy in many parts of the world. Much of the turmoil in Iran itself could be traced back to the CIA helping topple the left-liberal government of Mohammad Mossadegh in 1953 and propping up the Shah and Savak, his dreaded secret police, as an American bastion during the Cold War. That paved the way for the rise of Ayatollah Khomeini. But in some ways, my friend was also correct. America always positioned itself as the good guys, even in Iran. In 1909, an American teacher died trying to fight to advance what was called the Constitutional Revolution against royalist forces. When the Paris peace talks happened after World War I, Iran was under Allied occupation and Washington advocated on behalf of Tehran. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The image of the good guys was baked into the Declaration of Independence. July 4, 2026 was the 250th anniversary of that founding document, whose very preamble said, "All men, sorry women, are created equal and bestowed with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." That, I realize in retrospect, was the real American dream. Britain ruled so much of the world, it could boast the sun never set on the British Empire. But there was no British dream like there was an American dream. It certainly inspired those striving to bring independence to India. Indian parliamentarian Shashi Tharoor writes that India's first prime minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, too believed, like America's founders, that political independence had to come with social and economic justice. And his historic Tryst with Destiny address, delivered on the eve of independence in 1947, carried the declaration's sense of moral purpose and historical rupture, writes Tharoor.
"The service of India means the service of the millions who suffer. It means the ending of poverty and ignorance and disease and inequality of opportunity."
When I lived in the US, I didn't really think too much about the Declaration of Independence. I was happier with independence with a lowercase I. Away from the watchful eyes of family and neighbors, I felt free to explore myself, even reinvent myself. The American dream was about earning in dollars, pitchers of Long Island iced teas, and long drives down endless freeways. Even freeway had that word, free, in it. America taught me to stand on my own feet. I burnt my doll, wrecked my secondhand car, got mugged. But along the way, I realized the American dream was not just about making it rich. It was about the possibility of reinvention in a country which placed your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness dead center. I went to America as a software engineer. I returned from America as a writer. I'd always loved to write, but I don't think I would have had the courage to change tracks without having been to America. I had no degree in journalism or creative writing, but the woman who was hiring me, a MacArthur genius, had seen my work in local Indian magazines and decided to take a chance on me. As we sat in the old Prince Hotel in downtown San Francisco, sipping red wine, she seemed to embody the infinite possibility of the American dream, where anything was possible. She hired me as an editor and writer, then one day asked, "Do you want to try and host a radio show?" I had no training in broadcasting either, But the American dream was not fazed by the possibility of failure. It was a belief in what a future president would call the audacity of hope. Now, another American president vows to make America great again. But I always thought the real allure of America was its enthusiastic conviction in its own greatness as derived from that Declaration of Independence. The American dream was always America's greatest export. Once that dream allowed the rest of us to reinvent ourselves in the pursuit of happiness. As America turns 250, it seems Donald Trump wants to reinvent the American dream itself. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.